Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You know this green slime is a substance called green slime.
Yeah, it is green slime.
D&D is not incredibly clever.
Yeah.
Guess what yellow mold and brown mold look like. Mm. So the one kobold left on your side, Glubble, turns around and runs without anyone hassling them.
Go.
Except they say it more like a... because they've got high-pitched voices. And then they turn around and run.
Yeah, yeah.
Love is Blind emerges from the forest carrying a kobold head.
Good work, Love.
He dumps it at your feet.
Yes, yeah, well done. Okay, how's everyone going?
Let's collect the heads.
You can collect a total of 10 kobold heads.
I quickly go and wake everyone up. Wake up, we got the move, someone's coming.
Letting you know, if you do this, it's going to interrupt everyone's rest.
Yes, Big T wouldn't think.
Some of us should stay around the campfire and the others should set our own little trap.
Yes, I agree.
You can see slowly moving their way through the bushes are a bunch of kobolds. There's 13 in total.
13?!
That kobold sorcerer gets riddled with magical energy but is still standing. The kobold looks at you, Big T, and says,
"Why would you hurt me, your best of friends?"
And they supercharge that spell, so you have disadvantage on this saving throw.
Oh!
Oh.
Ah, Big D. They are your friends. You're on the wrong side.
Oh.
And then the remaining 9 kobolds now no longer need to target Big D, but they do know that they can target Love is Blind. I'm going to say 3 of them jump him.
Yeah.
What? Why? Why are you doing this to me?
Only one of them manages to slip a blade between his ribs, doing 5 points of damage. He has 12 hit points. And then there are 6 left. So 2 target Chantel. No, 3 target Chantel. Chantel is struck once, taking 3 points of damage. And that's 3 left. 2 target Yeola. Both miss. 1 targets Glubble. Miss. And then it is Love is Blind's turn. Love is Blind has been surrounded by another... I didn't even mean to do this, but he's been surrounded by another 3 kobolds, so he knows what he's going to do. Whomp! Genuinely just didn't think of that.
Huh.
In my mind, I'm like, they attack him with daggers. One slips a blade in. Then when it came to his turn, I'm like, kind of what he wants. fail. Pass. Fail. He does... 7 points of damage. 2 go down, 1 is hurt.
That's good.
And then it is Big T and Chantel's turn. So, Big T, you want to attack Chantel, and you can determine how Chantel reacts.
Well, I will
To have you kill an ally.
I will be attacking Chantel with my glaive.
That's fair.
They're my friends! Chantel has a brain, right? She can tell something's wrong.
Yeah, Chantel is aware that the kobold cast a spell, and now you are attacking her.
Yeah.
You also don't overcome... Your glaive bounces off Chantel's armor. What would you like Chantel to do? Take it like a champ. Take her helmet off.
Disrobe.
Can she knock me...
It takes 10 minutes.
Can
Sorry.
She knock me out?
She can, yeah.
What do we know about the spell? Is it like if the head goblin, head cobbled goes... Is it like the end of Avengers where you kill the mothership and everything goes with it, or mothership?
Is
it video game rules or?
Well, you don't know. You don't know what spell the kobold cast. If you knew what spell, you would be able to determine it. But unfortunately,
Tippy Cup has no time for this. She's very busy, so she just knocks me out.
All right.
Or tries.
She swings and I believe hits. Would you like her to use, like, her action surge as well so she can attack twice?
If All she needs to do is down me, not kill me. So if that's what she needs to happen.
Okay, so, well, she can determine after this. So she deals 10 points of damage.
I'm down.
All right.
Done.
She, when in fifth ed, it's bullshit. But you could just, when you down someone, determine that you're not killing them.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't need to use
with
it.
Some exceptions. Like if you're dealing fire damage, you can't really.
Non-lethal fire damage. Adam, come on.
But Chantel, just using her warhammer, she can use like the back half of it or something like that. And you're knocked out.
Isn't the back half also a hammer?
Yeah, it's...
It's a flatter bit, though. It's Cass, fine, Cass.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I know.
Non-lethal fire damage.
Okay, so she doesn't need to
stabilize. 3.5, at least, they had the common fucking decency to be like, -4 to hit because you're not using the weapon as it's supposed to be used.
That seems polite. So she can knock me out. She doesn't need to stabilize me or anything. I'm just...
Yeah, you don't need to be stabilized. You're just unconscious now.
Well, then she'll use her action surge to attack the kobold who did this to me.
She can get to that kobold, but she will take 2 attacks of opportunity.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do the 2 attacks first. Hit and a miss. Chantel takes a further 4 points of damage. And then with her action surge, she swings and hits that lead kobold, dealing them 11 points of damage. Fuck, she's strong sometimes. Still standing.
Fuck. For real?
Yep.
Even after we've...
Ow!
Okay.
Why? Oh, wait. I know.
Yes, you understand.
And that was you and Chantel's turn. Oh, Chantel used her bonus action? She hasn't. What's she doing for hit points?
7.
7? Would you like her to use her bonus action to get some hit points back?
Yes, please.
Chantel recovers with 7 hit points.
Great to know.
Which might keep her in the fight a little longer. Global and Yeola.
Right, well, I'll get Yeola to fire the Eldritch Blast that's super-powered.
It misses. Trying to avoid Chantel, she unfortunately misses the kobold.
Right.
I was about to call him the first kobold. That's a reference.
Right.
Subscribe to Kings today.
Okay. All right. If I was to Ice Knife, could I still only get maximum of 1 or 2?
Well, now you could get 2, but you'd also get Love is Blind.
Ah, no, I don't want to do that.
He's kind of in the middle of it all.
Yes, yeah, they are. I'll just go, how's everyone looking health-wise?
Well, y'all would actually know better than me at this point.
Yeah, look.
Love is Blind is, to use an old D&D term, nearly bloodied, so nearly at half hit points.
Mm-hmm. Tell what, I'll go and cure wounds at Yeola.
Yeola recovers 11 hit points.
Perfect. And I'll hide, or at least as I crouch behind some trees.
You can try to get behind a tree, but hiding is an action.
Yes, of course. And I guess get Yeola and both of us to kind of hide behind some cover.
The kobolds have learned their lesson. The one that is standing next to Love is Blind continues to attack and misses, but no other kobolds get any closer. And 3 kobolds are going to attack Chantel from behind. 3 hits. One of them are critical.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Chantel takes 3. Then another 3. Then the critical hit. Kneecapped. Double damage, and you have disadvantage on skill checks that rely on your legs until you finish a short rest. So she takes another 10 points of damage on top of that. So Chantel goes down.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
no. That was 4 out of the 7. There are 3 kobolds left. 2 from range attack Love is Blind. Miss and a hit. Love is Blind takes 3 points of damage. Oof. And then 1 left attacks Yeola. That's a miss. A rock ricochets off a tree near Yeola. And that was their turn. It is Love is Blind's turn. Love is Blind is out of primary spells.
Ooh.
Down to cantrips. He's going to cast at their caster. He creates that lightning lasso and throws it round them, or tries to. Love is blind. the kobold ducks. And Love is Blind's lasso goes around Chantel's unconscious neck, and then he pulls it tight. She takes two failed saving throws.
Two failed saves!
It's Big T and Chantel. Big T, you've got nothing to do. Can you roll a saving throw for Chantel? If she gets a 9 or less, she's dead.
She's dead!
She got a 9!
Chantel dies.
Tippy cup?
Wow.
Oh no, I'm unconscious. I don't know if tippy cup is no more. Fully tipped cup.
It's Glubble and Yeola's turn. So.
Yeah?
Yeola is going to target Lovers Blind.
That's understandable. And ironic. Love is blind.
A bolt of eldritch energy shoots over Love is Blind's head. Glubble, what would you like to do?
Help.
Yeah, can I talk Eola down? No, you can try. I probably can't. There's so many things going on right now.
It's a pretty life or death situation. You might be able to appeal to her reason.
Is that all my
She is screaming right now. Oh, you didn't notice it before, but it's just like a constant scream.
I would like to, ice knife now that Chantel is gone. How many can I get?
You'd still only be able to get the chieftain, yeah, but you'd guarantee some damage.
Yes, I'll ice knife on the chieftain, and I'll do my best.
You miss, unfortunately, again, but they need to make a dexterity saving throw, which they fail, and you do 2d6 damage as it air bursts over their head. They will only take 4 points of damage, but they only had 1 hit point left. That kobold goes down.
That's good. Yeah, Yeola. Please understand. Life or death here. We need to focus on.
It's the kobold's turn. They break and run.
That's good.
Understandable.
They're not fighting to the death.
It got weird, and you're allowed to leave if it gets weird.
It's Love is Blind's turn. Love is Blind is going to duck behind a tree and just call out, "I am sorry. It was a mistake. I have made a terrible, grave mistake. I want to apologize." Yeola starts slowly... We're out of initiative. Yeola starts slowly walking forwards. Eldritch Blast, slamming at the tree.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not
can
here.
Can I use any, maybe, persuasion to calm her down?
You manage to calm Yeola down. She changes tact. She turns from Love is Blind and sprints over to Chantel's body.
Okay, well, I'll let her do that. I look over at Big T.
Big T's unconscious.
They're doing all right. Is now the time to wake them up? Probably not. Let's just everybody take a deep breath.
Let me sleep. I've had a rough
How's everybody going?
Love is Blind peeks out and walks over to stand next to you, Global.
Yes. cure wounds on Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, you recover 10 hit points, you wake up.
No, I'm not Love is Blind.
Oh, Love is Blind. Yes. Sorry.
Yes, the Love is Tabaxi. Blind
recovers 10 hit points.
Yeah, right. I mean, I would have recovered me too. I'm unconscious.
Yes. Thank you, I appreciate that.
That is okay. It's one of this heat of battle, I understand. I'm very sorry.
Love is Blind seems mortified. I can't believe I did that.
Look, I cannot believe you did that myself.
Love is Blind crouches down, puts his head in his hands. He seems just completely, it's shock. He's in complete shock.
Are you okay? Would you like a tea or something?
Love is Blind slowly shakes his head. Check on them.
Yes, I will. Do you want to maybe make a fire, if you will?
I will make a fire, yes.
That's good. Everyone needs to I go over to Yeola and I guess Chantel.
Chantel's body lies there. There's like a burn mark around her neck where the lightning lasso was. Yeola is just slowly crying.
I put a hand.
Rocking her body back and forth.
I put a hand on Yeola's shoulder there and I'm so sorry for your loss. I know how close you two were. I'm very sorry.
Yeola accepts that and accepts your comforting.
Good, 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 good.
She lets go of Chantel's body and wraps her arms around you instead.
I give her a
and
big,
cries into your shoulder.
Give her a big cry. And I'm like, pat on the back.
She gives
like,
big
it's okay.
heaving sobs that shake both of your bodies.
I'm also tearing up, Adam. I can't deal with this. This is quite upsetting. I'm like, it's okay. She was one of the best of us. I just let her hug. I let her hug. I let her weep it out. We'll deal with this in the morning. But I let her hug right now. Yes, we'll wait for stronger heads to prevail in the morning. But right now, we'll just let that emotion out. Let it go. Let it flow through her. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
I'm asleep.
So, I guess with a heavy heart, we all have a rest if we can, and take it in turns to stay up. And once again, very sorry. To Yeola, again, my condolences. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, handsome and handsomettes. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by our good friends over at the Hard Dice Podcast. Want a podcast that takes movies and board games and blends them together into some kind of delicious podcast smoothie with three distinct flavors? Well, Hard Dice has you covered. They take movies and make them a semi-playable board game. They take board games and make them a semi-watchable movie. And also, they play licensed board games and compare them to their cinematic counterparts. So if board games and films are your bag, just search for the Hard Dice Podcast in your podcast app of choice, Google, or audio streaming service.
Can I get you to roll the encounter dice twice?
Three?
Mm-hmm.
And one.
Hey.
Your rest is not disturbed, except by the slow, quiet sobbing that happens all night.
Mm.
The next day...
the gentle sobbing of a sad tiefling.
Yeola has one level of exhaustion. Because she didn't sleep.
The poor thing.
That's so sad.
So yes, before we head out, I look, we're not too far from him. If we want to head back, I mean, I know we are all here is members of the Grey Hill Free Company. I like to think that we are more of a family, and one of ours is fallen, and one is. I mean, we're all mourning, but I think you're mourning more than us. So if you want to go back, I don't see the harm in that at all. You know, we can do that if you'd like.
Yeola seems despondent. They don't respond.
I try and hold her hand.
Yeola takes a step back if you approach.
I say nothing. That's fair enough.
I put a hand on maybe Big T's, wherever I can reach. Like, wait, don't worry. It'll be fine in due time.
He tickles the bottom of my ribs. It's inappropriate to laugh, so I don't.
I look over at Love is Blind.
Love is Blind is standing at the edge of camp. You've been packing down for a little while now, just making ready to keep going, either back to camp or onwards.
Mm.
And you see Love is Blind has like a dark expression on his face as he stares out behind you. You're on like the place you are right now is very heavily hilly, but also very heavily forested. So you can see enough to see that you are on kind of like a summit of a large hill, not really a mountain, but a hill big enough to give you a commanding view of the surrounding area. And Love is Blind is looking out on a slow undulating slope downwards back the way you came. So you've kind of been going uphill solidly for the last maybe day.
Yes. And I'll waddle over to Love is Blind and sort of are you okay there, friend?
We are being hunted.
Yeah.
I try and hold his hand too.
He doesn't seem to notice, so you hold his paw.
It worked.
He's gazing out with that same dark expression. You realize now that the dark expression is kind of like fear mixed with pain. Love is Blind still just gazes out at that slow slope. He doesn't really seem to care or notice Tree Stump. You're not sure which one. But yeah, he's got like that panic mixed with fear mixed with, yeah, just like a worry.
Can I have a look to see what they're also seeing, perhaps?
You can see smoke rising and moving in your direction. Something smoking is coming your way.
Smoking?
Yeah.
Right.
Some things, actually. You can see that there are three distinct plumes.
Uh-huh.
They appear to be, like, it looks like one bigger plume, but it's three distinct ones.
And like, would I be like, are they signaling each other? Is this kind of similar to that? The goblin smoke signals all the way back when? I guess, how far away are they? If I could, say, turn into some kind of hawk, fly down, and then come back, would that be wasting?
You would have enough time.
Okay. I'm just going to scout, see what's going on.
Ah! Love is blind. Let's go of your hand, Tristan.
Oh, you know what they say about when there's smoke?
Yes, yes. Often
cigarettes.
Okay. You want a...
fucking knew it.
You want a dart. Okay. All right, mental note. Get darts for big tea. See what
you've never heard of cigarettes, but you have heard of cigars. Sorry, go on.
I'm just going to quickly turn into a hawk. I'll scout ahead. If you want to quickly pack down everything and keep heading further out.
Yes, we should do that.
I'll catch up.
I'll carry the things on my back.
Yes. Yes. Perhaps, yes, you can carry Stormbender. See if...
Go.
I... fly.
With that noise, you transform into a hawk and fly.
Fishman turning into a hawk.
Are you allowed to transform into something with a flying speed?
Oh, am I? Good question.
He'll be a hawk, but he has the hopper.
We go back to before you climbed that tree.
Shit.
Oh,
good point. I'm probably guessing no.
What if, because you are a fish man with so many flaps, you're allowed to have wings? Like, it's flap to flap at this point. There's not much of a conversion.
What level are you? You're level two. No flying speed or swim speed.
I would assume no, then.
No, you can't.
It worked.
You tricked me.
It worked before. Somehow it's not now. I'll turn into a lovely fast... What is the fastest land animal that I can turn into? A gazelle?
You could certainly turn into a deer or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't turn into something delicious.
Yeah, non-delicious deer. I guess.
Turn into something yuck.
At least a delicious animal.
That we know of.
No. As DM.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Oh. Monkey is the least delicious animal.
Canonically.
Yeah, canonically. Least delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, you could turn into a deer or a monkey if you wanted to. A monkey would at least be able to traverse treetops.
Yes, well, I'll do the monkey and try and get a good look at least of what's tracking us and get back in time.
You... head out to try and find what's going on.
Yeah.
I
said, hey.
Okay, Adam.
Are you trying to move with stealth?
I guess fast initially, and then when I'm thinking I'm almost near or at least in earshot, I'll go stealthy.
Okay.
So you're being a sneaky monkey?
A bit of a sneaky monkey, yes.
You manage to deftly crawl through from tree branch to tree branch, getting to where the host is. As you get closer, you could tell that the three smoke plumes couldn't be for signaling because they're too close together. Then, coming through some trees, you can see a host of kobolds.
Yeah.
There's maybe about 60 of them.
60 kobolds. That's a lot of kobolds.
Three of them... look to be those strange, like, tinkerers. They have backpacks with various animals, mostly like squirrels, skunks. Maybe one of them has like a wolverine in their little backpack thing.
Yeah.
They've got the hooks and various odds and ends all about them, but all of them are carrying like a torch that's issuing this awful black fire that in turn releases a black smoke, and they appear to be leading the kobolds.
Okay, and there's three of those...
There's three of those. Up the front of the formation, you can see, in addition, there is another kobold. This kobold moves lithely and very with purpose and grace. You, at first, don't see this kobold, but because they don't see you, they move just in a way that you like, it's kind of like they're also trying to stealthily move, but they're not worried about something from above. You can see that this kobold, this lead kobold, is actually tracking your tracks.
Okay. Right. Is it tracking, like, not me specifically, is in the group?
Yeah, the group.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. Well, I see anything else of interest before I scarper back to catch up with my good friends.
The kobolds seem relaxed.
Okay, then. All right, they're doing it very leisurely.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll turn face and I will scurry back.
You get back. Maybe you revert back to your original self a little bit before camp,
mm-hmm.
like you run out of time, but you manage to get to camp without any hassle.
Yes, good. Did I use both of my wild shape actions or just the one?
Oh, you could have gotten it. You could have done it in one, yeah.
I've done it in one? Excellent. All right, I'll get
How back. Long does it last for? Two
one,
hours?
1 hour each.
Oh, yeah. So sorry, both? Then you would have needed both. Yeah.
That's fine.
Back up, I'm the back up again.
Right.
Backing up.
So everybody, I look, maybe Ooh. I just maybe go to Love is Blind. Right. Yes, there is quite a large kobold host. They're tracking our footprints.
A what?
We're being tracked by those, you know, those kobolds from last night.
Oh.
How many odd would you say there were?
How many? About double digits. Is 60 or so? Quite a large host. Yes.
Lover's Blind looks at Tree Stump and then Yeola, who still seems quite despondent. You're not sure if Yeola's going to be useful in a fight.
Yes, fair.
And Lover's Blind looks back to you and says, we should run.
Yes, we should run. Is there any way to run and perhaps cover
We know there is the Dwarven Fortress somewhere here. If we can get inside, perhaps it will offer safety. It should also be partially hidden within stonework. Maybe the kobolds will not be able to find it at all. We can wait to weather the them passing by.
It's a very good idea, yes. Well, let's make haste if we can try to cover up the tracks. How do you cover up tracks as you're moving forward?
That would be a check. It would mean that someone is staying behind and making an effort to do that, which means that you're not moving as fast.
Right. Well, I think we get as fast as we can, and then perhaps at some point we'll try to cover our tracks.
Well, someone's going to have to search for the Dwarven Stronghold, and one of you is going to have to cover up the tracks.
I can Searching... do it.
Okay. Which one?
Cover tracks and make a little branch out of trees. Broom. Make a
All
broom,
right,
yes?
Then. You do that.
My legs are a bit longer, so hopefully it'll be a bit faster for me.
Glubble, you should search for the...
Yes.
Actually, you know what? You stay with Yeola. I will search.
That is probably a good idea, yes. I will stay with Yeola. Let's go.
Tree Stump, you need to make a stealth check. You're not the best person on the party to be doing this, but a number between 1 and
29.
28. 28? Plot armor. Player rolls damage twice and takes the lower result.
Oh...
Gotcha. And yes, all right. So you not only do you do a bad job, you don't know that you've done a bad job. You think you've done a really good job.
We covered.
And your bad job is not detected by the party. Instead of covering up people's tracks, you instead of with a brush covering the tracks, like sweeping them away, you just plant it down and you pull it. So you make like one big track that is easy to follow.
Adam, when you said that I stuffed it up, that is the exact thing I imagined. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Tree Stump, you beautiful idiot. No footprints here. Just normal tree moving.
Big marks through the mud. Completely normal.
I think I've come up with a genius way. I've just tied a branch to my thumb. And so as I walk, it just drags behind me. God, I'm good.
Can I get you to roll the encounter die?
Yes. 11.
You're bad at rolling this.
Okay, I want to have a practice. Can I practice some dice rolls?
Right,
maybe I'm using them all up. Hang on.
Then you can use it up more. Stop using them
that
all up.
That was a higher one. I'm fixing it. I'll stop once I...
Stop once I'm dead? Is that what you were about to say?
No, what? Okay, see. Okay, yeah. Then I got rid of the next high one.
Yeah.
But what if there's...
Every roll affects the next roll. I know.
That's how statistics works.
Yes.
If like, because now I've done another 11. I thought too hard and I got a bit dizzy. Now that I've done another 11,
yeah,
I can't get another one next. You're welcome, Zaman. Oh, no, but Zaman's a different hand. Now you could get an 11. But statistically.
All right, so you're up the back, so they need to roll versus your
by
perceptor.
Choice. A distinction that's important to Tristan.
Oh, your passive perception's not great.
But my passive aggression. Well. What?
I mean, they roll really poorly. Tree Stump, somehow you spot them. You can see five kobolds in total sprinting towards you in a diamond formation. They're narrow-toed running.
Oi!
Four of them fan out in a rough circle, I suppose, around you, Big T. And from range, all of them fling slings at you.
I catch them.
You certainly try.
Yes.
All right. So you catch one in your hand. Your hand snaps back.
Ah.
You take 5 points of damage.
I wish I could think more than the one step ahead of me.
That's very funny. You take another 4 points of damage as another one smacks you across the brow.
Oh, it's because I was thinking.
Can I get a number between 1 and 31?
30.
30? Wait, that's not how it happened. Reroll anything.
That's good.
Then with your other hand, you genuinely do catch one.
Oh,
and then
one of them
fucks up pretty badly. Out of the shadows, if you were hiding, no. Off target, you deal half damage for a d4 plus one rounds. That kobold, for the next two rounds, only deals half damage.
Hmm.
Then the final one, this one, unlike the others who are dressed mostly in like loincloths and with leather bands around their arms, this one has like proper leather armor, a spear and a shield. His shield is a cracked egg, like a sigil.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking that's a terrible shield. It's already broken.
Okay, interesting. All right.
This kobold sprints, stops, comes to a stop, hefts its spear and throws it at, let's say, Glubble.
Oh.
That's a nat 20. Glubble, feeling faint. You have disadvantage on strength, dexterity, and constitution-based rolls for 5 rounds. Additionally, you must make a DC 18 constitution saving throw. At the beginning of each of your turns, on a failed save, you fall prone.
Good.
And then he only does regular damage.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. You take 7 points of damage.
Ooh.
That's their turn. Glubble, you fall prone.
At a disadvantage as well.
Oh, yeah. Oof. You fall oof. Prone.
Oh, that's funny because oof. Oh, oof. That's French for egg.
Ah.
Oof.
Oof.
Boof and oof.
Oof. Oof.
Boof, oof. Can I
boof.
Try to persuade Yeola to get into the fight?
I'll allow it.
Oh no, I hope no one is good at fighting and good at killing, maybe using passion and energy they already have.
Will Glupple be able to persuade Yeola to draw on her anger and grief to join the fight? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed. And sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.